If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there. Good morning, Vlad. How are you?
I'm good, Tobes. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm worried about our boy Leroy.
What's up with him?
Yeah, he's getting his Barry Bonds brace getting put on.
Ah, okay.
So he may join us at some point, but well, I said, take your time. We need you healthy. We need you right. That's the most important thing.
I thought maybe he was tangled with the headphones and he was.
No, I don't think so.
Because yesterday, oh my God.
I don't think so. Yeah, it's going to be a rough one for him. That's what I'm saying. We need to get him maybe some ones with less recoil.
Nah.
Those had a lot of snap to them.
Oh, dude, it was making him tap.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude.
Putting rear naked chokeholds.
He's got to watch out. We know Leroy versus technology. Never great. We'll get to our headlines this hour here on a Friday. Those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they will be back on the diamond tonight. They start a 3-game series with the Friars. That's the Padres for you squares out there. They roll into town. 3-game series gets going tonight at 7:10 p.m. The Marlins, of course, in the midst of a 9-game losing streak. As they go into this weekend right now, the Marlins are 2 full games back of the final wild card spot. They are behind the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Diamondbacks. So they got a lot to, and they're actually even with the, technically they're even with the Nationals as well. It's been a big fall from grace for your fish. If you have dreams of the division like I did, they're 8.5 back now. So those dreams may have to be put on hold another year for the Marlins first NL East, and I think my Kalshi stock can just get burned to the ground on that one. Hey, listen, my LeBron one will go, we'll make up for it.
Yeah, it better.
It'll make up for it. I actually have a LeBron. I have a Hard Rock ticket for LeBron, too. I got it at like plus 5,000 a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, I just threw a 5-ski on it, though. Nothing serious.
How much you win back? You going to win?
Like 250?
That's not bad.
Not bad. It's lunch. Something. Yeah. Lunch down at the Citadel.
Hey, not even that. School shopping supplies.
Oh, dude. You're not kidding. That's coming up. I love that my kids are all like, oh, school's coming. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is what you're going to tell me? That you haven't had enough time off?
Well,
it's ending soon. I know.
Parents,
it's great.
Parents want school because they just don't feel like being with their children 24/7.
You know, it's a give and take, Vlad, because I think they need to get back to school because they can't be bums. But man, am I going to miss that traffic. It's so nice.
It's a give and take.
It's a give and take because it is nice having no sweat getting down here. And I just feel like with the Turnpike, Golden Glades construction changes, it's going to be bad. I'm going to need a helicopter to get down here. We all are. So anyway, the Fish, they're back at it tonight. And good luck to them. The Pinks, they're back at it tomorrow. They're on the road taking on CF Montreal. No Messi. He's on a break. You know, I don't know if you guys know, he played in the World Cup. So he's going to be a while.
At least 3 weeks.
Yeah, you get them all rested up. They won their last game, though. Suarez was kicking ass. So they'll get going tomorrow, 7:30. That's a road game for your Pinks. In the meanwhile, the Dolphins, they got training camp next week. They paced Darrell Baker and Storm Duck, a couple of cornerbacks, on the PUP list. Obviously not awesome. Storm Duck's been hurt since last year, but I think it was a pretty rough knee injury. But has the coolest name in the game, so I was hoping that he was going to be back. He is not ready, though. He is not ready to come back. And the Dolphins obviously are going into a season where they're going to need their rookie, Chris Johnson, to step up right away and figure out some of these things in the secondary for him. So we'll keep an eye on that. But how about this? The Dolphins are apparently working out Jack Plummer, UFL MVP quarterback, is coming in for a workout for the Miami Dolphins. I think he also is working out for the San Francisco Giants, which kind of made me intrigued because
Niners
I feel like...
Niners or Giants?
Niners, excuse me. Niners, which kind of intrigued me for a couple of reasons. One, I learned today that he's not related to Jake Plummer, which I was like, really?
I bet you thought that's...
For sure he was related.
Why, because he's a quarterback and his last name is Plummer?
Wouldn't you?
There's Gary Plummer. He could have been the son of the linebacker.
Just felt like Jake, Jack, you know, that's kind of like a dad thing. Oh, we're going to make it sound like the name, but he didn't want him to be Junior. I thought for sure that he was his son.
Okay.
I thought for sure he would have been his son. But he was an MVP, and he's coming in for a workout. So do with that what you will. We will. Handsome Daffy says, Jack the Snake Plumber? Yeah, or Jack the Snack.
I don't think a guy wants to be called a snack.
Well, depends. Garoppolo didn't seem to mind.
Well, he was dating porn stars.
That's true. Horny. So Jack Plummer's coming in for a workout. Dolphins will try and see if they get out. But I felt like when I saw the 49ers, I'm like, well, 49, that's kind of their thing, is find an unknown quarterback. So I feel like if the Dolphins are looking at him, that's kind of a good look. Obviously, the Dolphins, people are always crazy about adding the competition. So we'll see what's what with that, but not related to Jake the Snake in that one. And speaking of quarterbacks, the Ravens have waived.
Yeah, Diego Pavia, right?
Diego Pavia. He got waived. Didn't even make it to camp.
We're not going to see his moms anymore.
Nope. And did you see what the UFL did?
What did he say?
They just put googly eyes on his release immediately.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a UFL.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
They need someone like him.
That's tough. That's like you're sitting here and you're like, oh, you know what, I'm trying to get onto a roster. I mean, the videos of him working out were crazy. They really were when you started seeing it. But he was good at Vanderbilt. He was good. He was a stud. He's too short though. He's too short. I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna work out. I don't think it's gonna work out.
CFL.
It's gonna be a journey for him. It feels like. It's going to be a journey for him. He's going to have to figure that stuff out. But he got waived, so the Ravens will not have him in the fold.
He didn't even make it to camp.
That's nope, bad. That's a rough one. It's like, hey, listen, Diego. You don't got to show up next week, dude. So, we'll say, hey, listen, maybe the Dolphins will work him out.
Why not?
Why not? Give it a little looky-loo. See what it is. Guy just goes 5'8". Yep. Anyway. We'll take your questions. You guys can get on the fold. If you guys want to call 305-567-0560, we'll get to your calls. We'll get to your chats as well. We'll have a lot of fun here on a Friday, including a Miami Heat legend is claiming people want him back. That's next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What were you saying, Vlad? Are you saying Andrew Hawkins is replacing Ryan Clark?
I just, you know, he's just up there right now. You see him right now.
Oh, he's doing TV right now.
Yeah. So it's just
he's like, good. I like him.
No, he's really good. And I'm just the way, sometimes you just see things and you're like, they're positioning people in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying they're trying to position him into, you know, Ryan Clark. Because obviously we all know that Ryan got let go this week. But
yep.
I give Ryan a lot of credit because Ryan wanted to be in this field and he was doing this while he was still playing in the league.
Yep.
And he was making the concerted effort to do this on his own.
Right.
No payments or anything like that. He wanted to get in this and he worked his ass off into where he is now. So it's unfortunate that he got let go, but you could tell. But you're wondering, with the Super Bowl coming to ESPN, you would probably want to have as much your best people working. So I'm just seeing how they're kind of positioning people right now.
Yeah, and anytime that they leak salary in a dump article, like, that's always what it was, too. Like, they didn't want to pay him. You know, he was probably in a contract negotiation or something like that.
Probably.
You get to a certain point, they're like, do we want to pay $3 million a year for Ryan Clark? You know, they're going to pay $60 for McAfee in the show, but I think they probably just hit a point where, like, we probably could find another NFL analyst. Like, what's going to be the difference to our coverage on that one? Now, I hope they don't have another crappy backup quarterback do it. I mean, I think they got enough of those. But Hawkins does do a good job. I think he's been anything I see him on, I think he does a fine job of analyzing.
And of course, the merge with the NFL Network, and you know that the NFL owns 10% of ESPN.
Well, that's the thing that sucks. Yes, there's less places to go now because they're all the same umbrella. You know, that's another thing that's happened in media business. Everything just kind of gets swallowed up into everything. And so it gives you less avenues to go look at, which is, you know, why people, you know, really do put a stake in doing things independently as well. I didn't love the whole, like, he upset Peter Schrager thing. I'm just like, really? Schrager? Like, when did Schrager became the sacred cow over there? He was there for 3 seconds.
I mean, you know. If you're a Pat McAfee's boy, you know, you're probably going to get...
Isn't everybody Pat McAfee's boy?
Well, and then Pat McAfee boys.
Well, McAfee did get Wojiced, or that was kind of the implication.
Well, yeah, he's Shams, right?
And that's
why, yeah.
And he was a Shams guy.
And he's making $60 million. You know, his contract's coming up.
Schmitzman says that he's the male Russini.
Oh, my God.
He's very close
that
to the coaches.
That is funny.
He's very close to the coaches. Very close to the coaches.
A little too close.
A little too close. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like his whole bit is, hey, I'm friends with Kevin O'Connell.
Hey, I'm on the phone with
it's like,
with John Harbaugh.
Great.
You want to talk to the Giants head coach?
Do you have any dirt on them? No. Because, like, every time I hear Peter Schrager, it's always like, I'm telling you that Sean Payton really loves Bo Nix. Oh, he did? Like, when do they get on the phone and they're just like, hey, this guy thinks this guy sucks? It's always the same thing when it comes to that market of things. It's like, I am cool with these guys and I'm marketing. And let me just tell you something. Jeff Hafley, he kind of thinks that Malik Willis sucks. It never is that. It's always like, you know, I was having my ties with Jeff Hafley and he thinks Malik Willis is his guy. I was like, oh, great.
It's never the other thing.
It's never I've sat down with this guy, and man, after a couple of cocktails, he was really ripping that dude to shreds. You know what I mean? So, whatever. I feel bad. Now, I saw this yesterday.
What's that?
I don't know what to make of it, because it was a name we haven't seen in a while. It's not very active on social media, but he just decided to pop on and let everybody know that people are saying they want me.
Wait, people are saying that they want this? I don't even know who you're talking about, by the way. I didn't even look at the chat to see who they were trying to mention.
Yesterday, out of nowhere,
who's this person?
Kendrick Nunn decided to take to Twitter and let everybody know. He tweeted out, bump into at least, in all caps, 3 to 5 people a day asking me when I'm coming back at Miami Heat. Googly eye emoji, googly eye emoji. The city is talking.
-1.
What city? Because if 3 or 5 people ask you because they might have recognized you, that's not the city. That's not even a village. That's not even a community. that might be a home.
3 to 5 a day.
A home. Get out of here. 3 to 5
a day.
Get out of here. Whatever Kendrick is smoking, stop.
Three to five a day asking me when I'm coming back.
Wait, time out. What city?
I think he means this. Well,
it ain't Miami because isn't he playing in Puerto Rico?
I think he plays in Greece, doesn't he?
Maybe the people in Greece are asking him that because they see Giannis and probably they see...
But he added Davis. The Miami Heat, so I'm assuming he means Miami.
Maybe there's a Miami in Greece. Miami Yokos. Maybe that. I don't know what he's talking about. Ain't nobody even mentioned that.
3 to 5 a day.
Come on, bro. Him?
Huh.
Him.
He was really good his rookie year. But
nobody
that was...
knew him. And then he stole money from the Lakers.
He did, yeah.
With no gun, no weapon.
He did. He went to the Lakers and he got hurt immediately, and that was the end of his career. But Kendrick Nunn, Kendrick Nunn, he had an incredible. And I'm not even. I don't even think that's an overzealous. He had for a guy who was undrafted, his rookie regular season was he was first team all rookie, I believe. Him at because I think Tyler was second team. He started.
He started every game.
And then they got to the playoffs and Goron started.
Let me show him a little love. Because I remember he started maybe the last preseason game and he scored like 32. He went off in that game and that gave him a roster spot. And
yeah.
Got him to start.
He was incredible in summer league. It was funny. Beast was still on the show and we made fun of him because Ira was doing a hit with us and he was asking about Nunn. And I'm like, you just made that up. Like you don't care about Kendrick Nunn questions. And you know, he ended up being their starting point guard that year. Remember, it was also a thing that I think really pissed off Deion Waiters because Deion Waiters was still on that team.
Yes. Yes.
And he's like, who are you starting over me? And suppose like I'm starting Kendrick Nunn over you, and he averaged over 15 points a game, and was pretty good. Then he got to the was he
second in rookie of the year? He might have been,
because Zion must have been hurt. Yeah, he was second in rookie of the year. I think it was
to Ja. Yes,
Ja. Well, he was second. Ja got 99 of 100 first place votes. Zion got one. And Kendrick Nunn was second in Rookie of the Year voting. But that's crazy.
I can't believe. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of respect the move.
Well.
Because you know what? He knows that the Heat are going to need players.
Right.
He knows that Riles wants nothing but vets. A guy that came from their system. He's played with LeBron. I guess in a certain way in L.A.
I think he played with – did he play with Giannis for the Greek team? Or I think he was thinking about playing for the Greek team.
I mean, he's been playing in Greece, the last 2-3 seasons now? I mean, it's not a bad move. I get it. But
yeah, there were talks this summer that he was going to become a naturalized citizen for Greece and play for Greece.
Okay.
And play with Giannis.
The same way Jackson Hayes is
– Right.
Okay.
I can't find any stats on Eurobasket. Oh, here we go.
Jeez, I can't believe he actually said, what did he say, 4 to 5 people a day? Or 3 to 4 people a day?
Okay, so in EuroLeague this year, and was he MVP this year? Or he was like an all-star this year? So he averaged over 18 this year for Panathinaikos. I think I nailed that.
Pretty good.
Shot 38% from 3,
not bad.
58% from 2.
Okay.
88% from the free throw line. Crazy.
All right.
And what was in? I feel like he won an award. Did he win an award? I mean, he's only, what, is he 28?
Somebody just said he was named EuroLeague. He was named EuroLeague basketball MVP for the 24-25 season playing for.
Yeah, he was. He was EuroLeague MVP in 2025.
Last season.
That's.
A year ago.
And he won the league, and he was a EuroLeague champion the year before that. I mean,
I guess he has nothing to prove in EuroLeague.
All right, so he's 30 years old. He's going to turn 31 this summer.
Oh, man, he's right there in Riley's age group.
Did they give him a camp tryout? Like, does Spo, like, because Spo was
he loves Kendrick Nunn.
He did. I mean, he was rats off a ship on him in the playoffs. Like, once the playoffs hit, once they got to the bubble, he was not a Kendrick Nunn guy. Remember, Kendrick Nunn got COVID. He was like the famous player on the Heat, and Gogi leaked it. Gogi was like, oh, brate.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean HIPAA.
But, I mean, you know, without Kendrick getting sick, you would have never known about. Was it Max? Was Struce and Hero? I know Tyler Hero was.
Struce wasn't on the bubble team.
He wasn't on the bubble team. But Tyler was.
I think Bam had COVID coming into the bubble. And Nunn had COVID coming into the bubble. But Nunn's, I think, was a lot worse than Bam's.
I mean, you can't blame him. I mean, if the guy had COVID, you can't knock him, you know.
But
you can't knock him for that.
I mean, it's not crazier than saying going back after Victor Oladipo, is it?
Yeah, I would take Kendrick Nunn over Oladipo.
His knee's probably fine by now if he's won the EuroLeague MVP.
I think his knee's been fine more than a season now if he's played. He won a championship 2 years ago and won the MVP.
Bradley Beal's coming off of a hip injury.
I want no parts of Bradley Beal because he's coming off a hip injury and you need to call HIPAA.
And he's got some kind of a thing going on with Giannis.
Who?
Nunn? Kendrick Nunn.
Oh, yeah, that's familiarity.
Familiarity over there.
They probably saw each other during the...
They list him at 6'3". I don't think he's
6'3". He's not 6'3".
I think he's like 6'1", 6 foot if. I don't know. Are people around? Am I now one of the people in the city that's going to go up to Kendrick Nunn and say, when are you coming back?
First of all, I like to know the 4 or 5 people. I like to know, first of all, I like
a day,
to know.
A day, too.
Right, a day. So what are you going to Publix every day? And
is it the same guy? Is it Carl the Butcher? Hey, let me get that Italian sub.
Seriously, it's got to be the same Publix.
Hmm.
I don't know if he's even able to afford Publix. He might be out of Winn-Dixie.
Interesting.
Or Key.
He's specifically out of the Miami Heat. Like, he wants to come back to the Miami Heat.
Well, clearly he's not going to go back to the Lakers. The Lakers don't want to see his
nobody. Out. I don't think anybody else has positive NBA memories of Kendrick
Nunn. No, except for one place, which is Miami. And this is an opportunity. You got to look at it this way. You look at the Heat. You're playing with Bam, Giannis, and possibly Bron.
Yep.
Right? They got Wiggy. They're going to need shooters or somebody who can shoot the ball if open.
Yeah, like what if Davion Mitchell gets hurt?
Right.
You know, gets an ankle twist one day.
However, this is the only bad thing. I don't want to see a backcourt of Davion Mitchell and Kendrick Nunn.
No, you'd have to stagger. You'd have to stagger. But I would say, the only thing I would say is the Heat probably think, dude, the Heat's perception on this is going to be, we can make Ryan Conwell Kendrick Nunn. Like, that's going to be their perception on it. But
he's young, Ryan Conwell.
He is. He's young. He's a rookie.
Right. And the way this team went from last season being one of the youngest teams in the league to now be one of the oldest teams in the league, they're going for it this year and definitely next season. I mean, 27-28. But they said they're going for it in 26-27. You know what you do? You sign a Kendrick Nunn for 1 year, $1.2 million, and see if he can contribute.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah. I'm just shocked. I don't mind.
I respect him shooting a shot.
And I respect him shooting a shot, but I just don't like some of the words that he was using.
I just don't believe there's been that many people.
Come on.
Maybe he just had a day where he was on a roll.
But he's saying every day.
He's saying the city is talking.
What city?
This city.
This kid. The city has never mentioned the man's name.
How many people have a Kendrick Nunn jersey?
Dude, yo, Schmeath was one of, I mean, you know, Schmeath, he's funny all the time, but Schmeath said Kendrick Nunn could wear his own Miami Heat jersey and people still wouldn't know it was Kendrick Nunn.
Is he playing like in the Miami Pro League this weekend?
He could have been playing in a Miami professional league, okay? Nobody would know who he is. He could throw the first pitch at the Marlins game tonight. Nobody would know who he is.
Man.
Telling interesting. Me.
Three to five a day.
Three to five people a day. A day.
But he is your league MVP.
Where are you going? You're going where? Publix? LA Fitness? 24-hour fitness? Those are the people that might recognize you? Dude, look, as a matter of fact, if Kendrick Nunn and I walk downstairs in the Citadel, nobody's going to know who the hell is Kendrick Nunn or Vlad. They just see two brothers walking.
He was the Greek League Finals MVP. Two-time All-Greek League team. In 24-25. He's a two-time Greek Cup winner in 25 and 26.
They don't even recognize him in Greece. How are they going to recognize him in Miami?
I don't know if they recognize him in Greece or not.
I don't think they do.
He was named the Greek League Most Spectacular Player.
Okay.
The Greek League Most Popular Player in 2024.
Okay, maybe I'll take what I say back then.
The real Greek freak is Kendrick Nunn.
I don't think so.
He was all EuroLeague second team in 26. He was all EuroLeague first team in 24-25.
You know what I noticed? Kendrick Nunn likes to be talked about. I think that since the Odyssey came out, nobody's talking about him in Greece. And Greek Freak is we're working out with Davion. So he's just, you know what? Everybody's stealing my thunder. I'm going to steal theirs.
Hmm.
3 to 5 people a day in the city wants me.
Man. All right. Take a break. Kendrick Nunn, big old Nunnions. He's coming back. Back after this. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. Tobin and Leroy here with ya. Got to give you some weather this hour. That's brought to us by our friends over at Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. It is currently 85 degrees in Miami. Mostly cloudy. Wind gusts up to 9 miles per hour. I don't see any rain forecasted on my phone, but you know how it is down here.
Oh, it's going to rain today.
Yeah, it pops in and out all the time. That's how it is. That's how it is down here, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it is. So be on the looky-loo for that.
Man, watching, you know, during the break, I was reading all the Kendrick Nunn.
Mm-hmm.
It's first season, man. That first year, that 2019-2020 year. He scored, preseason finale, he scored 40 points, the highest by a Heat player in a preseason game in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then his first game, and I remember the first game was against Memphis. It was against Ja. It was Ja's first game in his first career NBA game.
Yes.
And Kendrick busted his ass. Yep. 24 points, 2 rebounds.
They didn't have Jimmy for that game. Jimmy missed like the first 3 or 4 games because of his daughter getting born.
Yes. So, yeah, 24 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Yeah.
Him and Tyler, they were the Baby Goat gang. They would do Baby Goat. They get the little horn. It was him. It was Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, and it was Chris Silva. They were the Baby Goats.
Yes, Chris Silva. Wow, Chris Silva. Damn.
Yep.
That's an old name. Damn.
Remember his mom came back, made him cry?
Yeah.
Deschute, he says, why aren't we trying to cherry pick weaker teams like the Pelicans for DeJounte Murray, the Kings for Malik Monk? I get that they aren't free agents, but we should be making offers. He says it's hilarious the amount of young talent. We want to recycle guys who haven't been in the league. Buy lows with high ceilings and perfect fits. Jared McCain goes from the NBA champs for a second round pick, and we're talking about Depot and none.
Do you know anything about rosters, buddy? Like, you're talking and you're sounding like you know what you're talking about, but then during your typing, you sound like you don't know what you're talking about. The Heat don't have players to be given away to these teams.
Yeah, I don't think Malik Monk's on a very cheap deal, if I recall. I think he still has a pretty hefty salary from the Kings.
Yeah.
He is very close with Bam from Kentucky. So, like, if you were going to argue, like, would you rather get Malik Monk or Klay Thompson because of age?
Hey, guys, guess what, buddy? Malik Monk signed a 4-year, $78 million contract.
Yeah, what year is he on?
Okay, he's on year three. He's entering year three. So he has another year.
They're not going to do that deal.
And guess what? The fourth year, guess what that is?
What is that?
A PO.
Yeah, why not?
Player option.
They're not going to do that deal.
And that player option's for $21 million. Nobody's doing that deal.
Yeah, because Jared McCain was on a rookie deal. He's still on his rookie deal, I'm sure. And he may be getting an extension probably this year.
And you can trade a draft pick for a guy on a rookie deal.
Speaking of guys getting extensions, did you see Jaime Jaquez Jr.? Some streamer caught up with him, and he was like, "He's like, hey, what do you think of Milwaukee?" He goes, "It's nice. It's not Miami." He goes, "But it's nice." You know, Jaime. Jaime's a Cali kid. He's already missing the ocean. He's already missing the ocean.
Yeah, that is messed up for Jaime. At least you went from, you know, one palm tree to the other. Now you got to go to cold-ass Milwaukee.
He'll be all right. It sounds like the GM's going to extend him. It sounds like I saw some quotes that said that they're trying to get deals done with Hero and with Jaime before the season. So I think they'll all be they'll be like the Fonz in Milwaukee lately, you know? They'll be like kicking the jukebox. They'll be so happy, dude. Sunday, Monday, happy days. But, yeah, look, I get people who are like, hey, I don't love the idea of, like, going all retreads either. You know, that's why I'm not super into the DeRozan thing, to be honest with you, even if we don't get LeBron. And here's my thing with the DeRozan, and this is going to suck because he may end up here. But
wait, don't say that.
He may end up here. Like,
including with LeBron?
No. I'm saying if we don't get LeBron, which I think we're getting LeBron. But let's say in the case we don't get LeBron, we're going to end up with DeRozan. The thing with me is, is DeRozan not a bit of a mush? Like, every place that he goes to, they don't really win. He's really talented, and he's kicked the Heat's ass plenty of games. But, like, nobody ever gets DeMar DeRozan and is like, that's the key.
It never happens. Hold on. He was the man in Toronto.
He was the man.
Couldn't beat the King.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could have beaten the King during
some irony about that with this.
And you can't give the King.
Can't sign until the King signs.
LeBron's always paid a major party in your professional.
Aren't they friends now too? Aren't they Drake haters?
They are great friends. Like when DeMar goes back to LA and plays he plays in this it's a summer league.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the famous LA basketball, I think it's the Drew League.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Drew League. And DeMar plays, James Harden played, Kobe's played, and one time they brought LeBron and LeBron play, and trust me, it's in a, like a little high school gym, and it packs out. Like I'm talking about, it is packed. So DeMar does play in that, and he brought LeBron there, and they had a great time. And they've always talked about playing alongside with each other. But DeMar still wants to be the man.
He's not, though. He can't think that.
I get that.
I mean, he probably wants to be away from Zach LaVine for a couple of years.
Well, everybody wants to get rid of Zach LaVine, but they always seem like they always play with each other.
They followed each other to the Kings. It's super weird.
And we've always heard Zach LaVine and Miami rumors for a little bit. The thing with DeMar is this. He was the man in Toronto with Kyle. They made a move.
Yep.
Masai made a big move, and it worked out, right? And Toronto got their one title thanks to Kawhi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, San Antonio, he was
kind of... But San Antonio was already in the...
They were like...
They were going down.
If there was play-in-ville, they would have been in play-in-ville.
They were in play-in-ville, right? And then what else? Didn't LaMarcus Aldridge also get hurt or banged up? So
they were just a fine team. Like, right. Remember, they said when they did that deal that they were like, we don't want to... They were like the Heat. They didn't want to do tanking. They wanted to compete. And so they brought in DeMar DeRozan. I'm not saying... And DeMar DeRozan... He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's a very good player.
Dude, he's like a top 10 leading scorer of all time.
Yeah, he's a very good player. But does anybody ever, like, if any other team made that move and they got DeMar DeRozan, I wouldn't be like, oh, that puts them over the top.
But it's when you got DeMar. Like, the DeMar that was towards the end of his career in Toronto wasn't the same type of DeMar that was in, you know, earlier in the middle of his career. And the DeMar that you're getting now, it's, I mean, clearly he's about the bag. You know, he's trying to get his bag, but. I don't know. The thing about it is, if he comes down here, he's going to be the go-to guy.
At the end of games. No, he is. It's not even that I worry about the shooting. Like I've seen DeMar DeRozan kick the Heat's ass enough times to know what he can do. But it's not like there's not a lot of experience winning there. There's just not. You know, it's a little. He's kind of like cooler Tobias Harris.
Oh, he's better than Tobias Harris.
I mean, he's better, but I'm saying
he's won games. He's taking his team to the ECF.
Yeah, but only to get his head kicked off.
But they always going to get their head kicked off. That guy,
and that was a long time ago. That was 10 years ago.
And guess who's still playing at a top level? And the reason why you're signing this man, you want this man to come back to Miami. We acted like DeMar was losing to Kendrick Nunn. No, he wasn't.
I understand.
He was losing to LeBron James.
I understand. I understand who he was losing to, but it's like then they sent him off and they won the championship. Like, it's just
they
not.
They sent him off for one season.
They banned him. They banished him.
They sent him to San Antonio. He did make the playoffs. It's just that Toronto had a great one with Kawhi and they won. That's it. And then, you know, him having that beef with Drake didn't help.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. I thought he was going to go back to Toronto, and I forgot about that.
Yeah, come on. Everybody knows that wasn't going to happen.
That's tough.
Because everybody likes nostalgia. Why do you think everybody wanted Bron back all of a sudden? And after years of hearing, forget LeBron. We didn't need him anywhere. And then all of a sudden you heard LeBron is thinking about Miami. Oh, come on. Come, LeBron. Come.
Storybook ending.
Yeah, they started sealing.
When the hell are they going to make that decision on the aspiration?
Well, here's the
thing. The Raptors were like, oh, we're not going to allow Adam Silver to heat us. So, like, when is...
So, wait. Kawhi's still a little Clipper, right?
Technically, yes. Technically, he is, even though he showed up for Kyle Lowry's retirement. They paused the deal. So, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Are you guys really saying bring back Terry Rozier in the chat?
Dude, right now... You guys, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay, my bad. You're saying. I was confused for a second. You're referring to DeRozan. My bad.
No, Rose's mid-range game is great for the playoffs, and that's what I think you need. That's why I always think everybody's talking about outside shooting. You need outside shooting.
I'm sure if he comes here, there's going to be games. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to be careful about it because I'm sure there's going to be games where I'm going to be like all goosed up for DeMar DeRozan. I'm just saying, like, nobody gets DeMar DeRozan and feels like he's the final piece.
No. And then I've heard people talk about, listen, I don't know, are you guys still playing, like, NBA 2K or, like, 2018, 2019? There's certain players, name recognition, yeah. But game, if you watch their game, they're not the same player anymore.
Yep.
I don't see Russell Westbrook being a good fit with the Miami Heat. I don't necessarily see DeMar DeRozan being a great fit with the Miami Heat.
I don't know what Klay Thompson has on the table in the tank either.
But I know we need. I know they said they need outside shooting. But what is and what are you going to give up for Klay Thompson?
Because no, they're not going to trade for him. It's only going to be if he buys out and makes a stink.
So that would have to be what, before the season starts or during the trade I think deadline?
My guess would be it would be an in-season thing. My guess, because I don't think they have any urgency to do it. There's no reason for Masai Ujiri not to try and see if anybody wants to trade for him. It's the same problem that this whole LeBron, like all these deals that everybody keeps floating out there. Like they said that Shams reported this yesterday. Like he nuked all those reports who were like saying, "Oh, people are trying to make moves. They're trying to get this
for
AD and Kyrie." And he goes, "That was the case before free agency, but." Here's the thing. The Wizards are like, oh, we're not stupid. Like, as crazy as it is, the Wizards are like, we're not that I know we gave Trae Young $200 million, but we're not that stupid. We know you guys are desperate for AD. We're not just taking on Jimmy Butler's $50-plus million without three first-round picks. We know exactly what game you're playing. We'd rather have Anthony Davis for the year. So I think that there is an element of these teams that were like, oh, we're going to be able to make all these deals. And these teams know if you have a star player, you're a little pressured up. You need to add a little sweetener. For the Heat, they're in the spot right now where, you know, I think if they don't get LeBron James, there's not going to be a big swing trade because the only guy that's really tradable right now that's not of obvious value is Nico, and Nico has a $62 million contract that no one's taking on right now.
I think a lot of people are... The Heat are actually the opposite ends of many other teams. The Heat have the superstar plays. They just don't have all the surrounding parts for them.
Right. But I think the thing is, with Spo, he's going to find guys that can fill in those cracks that we don't. And it's in – I think it's either – whether it's going to be Pella or whether it's going to be Nico or whether it's going to be Ryan Conwell. Like, there's going to be a guy where we're like, oh, yeah, Spo believed it. And so for the people who are like, yeah, we want the young guys, those are your three young guys. Trust me, Eric Spoelstra is going to lean on at least two of them. And I think that they're not rats off a ship on Nico yet. I think they're going to give that a whirl. If he's absolutely atrocious, then I think that they're going to have to find another means during the season. But I think they're going to go into this thing, LeBron or no LeBron, those three guys are going to get some kind of role with Miami. Or he's just going to banish Nico, and it's going to be Fontecchio season, baby.
Whoever shoots it three.
Whoever shoots it. Well, Nico, Simone's going to have some runs. Like, he's going to have some runs. He'll have ice-cold runs, and then he'll have some crazy runs. He's very streaky.
I don't know if you can get any ice-cold runs with LeBron, because if you start hitting, LeBron's going to trust you. You're going to have a lot of open looks, so you better hit him.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.